Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday to you. It's Monday, October the 21st. I want to start off by saying that, look, I'm excited that this week is finally here. I know that the preseason was going on and some people were excited about the preseason. I know that I've been on hiatus for the preseason, and I apologize about that. But a brother was bored. I know that's not a good enough answer for not giving you what you want, but I also want to get my equipment together. I bought a new mic. Before I used to do these podcasts on my phone, I was always grinding. You know, I was giving it to you guys from Ubers, hotel lobbies, practice facilities. And then I realized that my product wasn't as good. Now, I know as far as giving you guys information, there's not a lot of people around who could compete with me. But my product wasn't good in regards to the sound. So a brother had to do some upgrades. That's what happened. You know, just like the 76ers upgraded their roster, a brother updated his equipment, and now we're ready to go. But, you know, so today I want to talk to you about my excitement for this upcoming season, why I'm excited. I want to talk to you about Ben Simmons' jump shot. You know, there's been a lot of talk about his jumper. You know, I'm one of those guys under the belief that he doesn't need to shoot it as much as people think that he should. And the third thing, I think the Milwaukee Bucks are going to win a championship. That's going to be in the third segment. And I'm going to tell you why. I think the Sixers have to make a major move on the roster. Not really a major move. Not saying they need to get a starter, another starter. They got to replace one of those guys. But they need somebody who can get buckets off the bench. Someone who can score. And also someone who could possibly be a three-point specialist. They don't have that. They had it in all the years before, the previous two seasons. They don't have it now. Well, last year they really didn't have that, but they had it in the starting lineup in J.J. Redick. They don't have it now. So those are the things that I'm going to talk about today. Now, in regards to the excitement of this season, we all know how good the Sixers are going to be, right? And in years past, I remember my first year, y'all. You know, before I became the Sixers beat writer, I covered Temple basketball. And the best guy on the 76ers team or Temple basketball's team at that time was a guy by the name of Khalif Wyatt. Some of you guys may know of him. Khalif was a great guy. Khalif was a quality basketball player. And I remember in summer league where Khalif basically outplayed Michael Carter Williams. Outplayed him. You know, it became to a point where I'm saying Khalif has a chance in this league. So then the preseason comes. He kind of comes back down to earth a little bit. But I'm looking at him like this is a guy who basically should make this team. They played the Brooklyn Nets, and that's when I realized it's going to be hard for him to play in the NBA. So I'm saying that to say, when I look at these preseason games, and there's a lot of people who watch them too, and they look at rookies and they say to themselves, this guy is the second coming. But then you realize that once the regular season comes, veterans take it up another notch. Just like they take it up a different notch to a higher level once the playoff starts. So they take up a notch from the preseason, they're BSing, lack of a better word, they're BSing. But then once the regular season starts, they're playing. They're not giving it all. They're just playing pickup games. And then they close out. As a player told me, what you do is you try to close out the quarters, right? You're playing pickup, you close out the quarter, close out the half. You do the same for the third and the end of the third. And then in the fourth quarter, last 6 minutes, it's go time. It's time to win this game. So that's basically what an NBA game is like. But then when the playoffs start, man, it's on a different level. That's when people start coming to play. That's when they go all out. You're looking at guys before and you're saying, man, I didn't know he was half-stepping. But that's what they do in the regular season, especially the good teams. So when I look at the preseason, I'm seeing a lot of half-stepping. Now, you do see certain things. Remember when I said about Khalif Wyatt, you know, right now I'm looking at Matisse Thybulle, and I can tell you that he is the real deal. He's active. He gets his hands on a lot of balls. He does a lot of great things. But overall, you know that it's going to be tougher for him in the regular season. So you're interested to see what this guy is going to be able to do when the games get real. But I'm also intrigued to see how Al Horford fits in, how he blends in with Joel Embiid, because when I saw something when they were on the floor together, there was one game that Embiid didn't play. Al Horford was at the five. Al dominated at the five. So right now, from what I see, is you have two centers. One guy trying to be a power forward, but they're basically two centers. Now, again, that's up to Brett Brown and make it work out. We know that Al Horford played the four spot before. He prefers to play it, although he says, hey, whatever he plays, he's going to play. But from what I hear is he prefers to play the four. So it's going to be one of those things where we're going to see how all this works. We're going to see how they're going to utilize Josh Richardson. We're going to see if Tobias Harris can step up and be Jimmy Butler. Yeah, I know they have different personalities. I know they have different games. But what I mean is he going to step up and is he going to be the guy that's going to be the alpha dog, the guy that's in the fourth quarter where he's going to say, spread the floor, give me the rock. I'm about to score. Nobody's going to stop me because I am the alpha dog. I am the man. We're going to see if he can do that. We're going to see if Ben Simmons can make three-pointers. Now, Ben Simmons only played in three preseason games. I got a little tongue-tied. He made a three in one of them. But was it really a three? All props to Ben for taking the shot. But what it was is it was the end of the half. The clock was running out. Everyone and their grandma, if my grandmother was still living, she would have been yelling too, shoot the ball, Ben, shoot the ball. But that's how it was. It was one of those things where everyone was in there saying, shoot it. The opposing team, the Long Lions from China, backed up in that zone. He looked at Joel Embiid. He said, shoot, pointing at him, shoot, shoot. He looked over at Trey Burke. Trey Burke was looking back at him, shoot, shoot. So Ben dribbled a little bit more, and he threw up a heave at the end of the quarter, at the end of the half, and it was nothing but net with 2.3 seconds left. But he didn't shoot it again. Now, again, we're going to get into this a little later. But I don't think that he needs to shoot the ball more. But we're going to see if he can. We're going to see a lot of things about the Sixers. So that's why I'm excited that the season is finally here. And that we can basically enjoy some basketball. Let's face it. As I said, that it goes up in increments. Like they're going to be playing pickup for the most part. We all, if we're being honest to ourselves, the media, the fans, the players, the coaching staff, the owners of the 76ers, all of us are waiting for the playoffs. I mean, the Sixers are going to make it, right? We all know that. Talent alone is going to give them a top three seed in the East. And even if they get a third seed, it's going to be a disappointing regular season. This team is loaded. So we're all waiting to see them not only get out of the second round, which they haven't done the last 2 years, but we're going to see if they can get to the championship and win. We're going to see all that. That's what we're waiting for. So with that said, that's why, to me, I couldn't wait to get out of the preseason. They open up Wednesday night against the Boston Celtics. And we're going to see. And even a couple months into the season, I'm going to get restless. And I'm going to start thinking how they compare against the Milwaukee Bucks. How do you compare against the Boston Celtics, the Toronto Raptors, Brooklyn Nets, Indiana Pacers, LA Lakers, LA Clippers, Houston Rockets, all the elite teams in the league? Because deep down inside, it's all about making the championship. But hey, the season's here, so let's enjoy these 82 games. When we get right back, we're going to talk about what the 76ers need. All right, y'all. You know, when I look at the 76ers roster, and I look at the Milwaukee Bucks roster, and when I talk to a lot of reporters who I have the utmost respect for, they think I'm crazy. Some people call me a hater. A lot of people call me a hater, to be honest. You see, I don't think that the team the Sixers have right now is going to make it to the finals. Yep, I'll say that again for you guys who are going to kill me on email, kill me on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram. I don't think the Sixers team right now is built to go to the finals. And here's my reasoning. They don't have a designated scorer / shooter coming off the bench. They don't have a guy who's a three-point marksman at all on the roster. Now, Tobias Harris is a capable three-point shooter. He's a solid three-point shooter. Josh Richardson can make some shots. Furkan Korkmaz can make some shots. He just needs to tie it all together. He hasn't done that yet, but he's a capable shooter. They have a lot of guys who can shoot, but they don't have a guy similar to J.J. Redick, who they lost in free agency. The Sixers had that before, Marco Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova. They had that. They don't have it now. What they have now is a bunch of athletic wings who are defensive-minded, and that used to be the Sixers' weakness. But in the past, that was their weakness, but they had guys who could make shots. Go figure, right? So I think the 76ers need that. Some people may think I'm crazy for this. I think they got to go out and get Jamal Crawford, or a Jamal Crawford type. Now, I get it. Jamal Crawford is home and he's available. But let's not be mistaken. If there's a team that's going to need his services, he's 39 years old, a little older. But if there's a team that needs his services, someone gets hurt, they're going to snatch him up in a heartbeat. Same thing for Carmelo Anthony. The difference between the two is, and I like Carmelo's game, but I think that Jamal Crawford is better suited for coming off the bench and fulfilling that role. You know, Carmelo's going to give you buckets. He's going to hit threes. Jamal's going to do the same thing. And I also like the fact that Jamal is already a mentor to Matisse Thybulle, the Sixers' prize rookie. What could Matisse, what could Zaire, what could Shake Milton, Zaire talking about Smith, what could these guys learn from this veteran? A very well-respected veteran, I might add. So to me, I think that he would be a great addition for the Sixers. Now, who knows? They may decide that there's somebody overseas, possibly playing in China. There may be someone on another roster who's not really getting that much burn. You know, a guy like that who is basically playing that they may think is a better fit. But the way that this roster is constructed is very top heavy with the starters. When you think of, you have Brett Brown won't come out and say this, but Josh Richardson is the starting two guard. He's the backup point guard. Al Horford is the starting power forward. He's the backup center. So how deep is this roster really? I mean, when you have, I mean, it's easy. Just pay attention to Wednesday night. What's going to happen is on Wednesday night, when they make their first substitution, Joel Embiid and Josh Richardson are going to exit, right? Matisse Thybulle is going to come in, and so is James Ennis. And what that does is it takes and slides Al Horford to the five, Tobias Harris to the four, Matisse goes to the two, Ben Simmons stays at the one, and James Ennis goes to the three. Well, at the next substitution, Ben Simmons comes out. And Josh Richardson goes back in and assumes the point guard duties. So, you know, a guy who I like on this team, I like Trey Burke. I think he's a solid addition. I don't like Trey Burke as the point guard. And what I mean by that is I think that Trey Burke has to be in a situation where he comes in and get buckets. Now, I know you're saying, I'm saying that they need that. They do. But I think Trey Burke can be a secondary scorer off the bench, so to speak. But Trey Burke, I don't like what he's doing in his preseason. And I don't think it's him. I think what it is he's the type of player that he is. He comes in, he scores. But he's trying to prove that he can run an offense. And when he does that, he comes down. And there's been times when you see where he's thinking, should I shoot, should I pass? Should I shoot, should I pass? Should I shoot, should I pass? And guess what? He shoots it while he's thinking pass. And it's a bad shot. So I think that, you know, he's pressing a little bit too much. He's the type of guy who has the ball in his hand and get buckets, which is cool. But I still think that you need a Jamal Crawford type on his team. And without that, I do not see the Sixers getting past the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm sorry. You know, you may say that Kyle Korver is old. And he hasn't been getting a lot of burn, a lot of run in the preseason. You may say what you want about Wesley Matthews, that maybe the game passed him by. You can say that. That's your opinion. You can say what you want about the Lopez twins, 7-foot twin brothers playing together. But the one thing is, all these guys who I mentioned were all starters in this league. All played at a high level. Now the Milwaukee Bucks got them just to add depth to the roster. And if Kyle Korver was here, people would love him. He would get burned. If Wesley Matthews were here, people would love him. He would get a lot of burn. And the thing is that the Sixers wanted those guys. They wanted Wesley in regards to the buyout market last year. And they went strong after Kyle Korver this summer in free agency. He chose the Bucks over the Sixers. If they had him, in my opinion, it would have been NBA Finals or bust. But they don't have him. And they need to go out there and get someone similar to him. If they're not a lights out designated 3-point sniper, then they got to be a go-to bucket getter. That's what they need off this bench to make it to the finals. All right, y'all, in this last segment, we're going to talk about my man Ben Simmons. Now, as I said, too, in the first segment, we talked about the 3-point shot that he has. He only took that one shot, and it really wasn't a shot in my eyes. Everybody and their mom was encouraging him to do it, and he did it. But you know what? Only time I want to see, if I'm Brett Brown, the only time I want to see Ben Simmons shooting threes is if people are sagging way off of him and he's wide open and just attempted. Or maybe not even that, to be honest with you. If he's wide open in a corner three and there's a catch and shoot and you do it. Shake that back. The first thing I said, he has to take that wide open shot. But see, here's the problem with that. Teams are going to give him that all day. They're actually going to bait him to take that shot. That doesn't benefit the Sixers at all. Ben Simmons is his best. He's an all-star when he gets out in transition and facilitates. You look at Tobias Harris on one wing. You look at Embiid running to the rim. You see Al Horford in space. The same with Josh Richardson in space or the other wing. Come on, man. Ben Simmons is a walking assist in that environment. And if they spread the floor wide enough to whereas people have to respect them and they can't build the wall like they used to against Ben, he's going to go down there and rattle the rim. Y'all know it. So, shooting threes all the time, it's going to slow it in a half-court setting. That's what every team in the NBA wants them to do. Every team. Now, I know teams are going to be in that zone against them. And they're going to dare them to shoot. And he's going to have to shoot a couple times. What I'm talking about is how there are some people out here who want to see Ben Simmons. They want to see him chuck up some threes. They want to see him dominate the mid-range. But he's not there yet, y'all. That's not at the Sixers' strength. It's not. That's why Brett Brown gets a little antsy when people always ask that question. It's not benefiting the Sixers for him to do that. Not at all. So I'm not opposed to him. I mean, again, he has to take some just to free it up when he's wide open on catching shoots from the corner. And he may have to do some just to keep the defense honest. But for people to think that he's going to come down and display it just to display it, no, sir. That's not helping the Sixers at all. But hey, I'm back in business. The season's about to start. They got practice today, practice tomorrow. The game's on Wednesday. The Boston Celtics are in town. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm just so happy that the season is here. I want to thank y'all for listening. Have a great day.